You are listening to Words from the Servants, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or any other podcasting apps.
Our last meditation before celebrating Christmas is taken from Isaiah 7, and I'll read first the antiphon that's based on it, and then the passage. O Emmanuel, our King and Lawgiver, the expected one of the nations and their Savior, come to save us, O Lord our God. From Isaiah 7, verse 14. Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. I want to focus today especially on this name, Emmanuel, which means God with us. Isaiah promises that this son will be born and his name will be called God with us. That's, of course, what the incarnation is all about. It's about God dwelling among his people. In a sense, God dwelt among his people in the tabernacle and in the temple. But there's a way in which he tabernacles among us more intimately in the incarnation, because the temple is his very body. But there's another sense of God being with us that I think is often missed in this season. When we read the story of the original Messiah, as it were, when we read the story of David, who was anointed by the Lord, and we read about his early career in 1 Samuel, when he was going to battle at the head of the armies of Israel under the authority of Saul, what we find is, again and again, that the Lord was with him in everything he did. And so he was successful in all that he did, because God was with him. That's the kind of promise that's being made here, is that there is going to be a ruler whom God is with, and what he sets out to do shall come to pass. The purposes that he endeavors to achieve are going to happen. And that's true of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because God is with him, and in him is with us, we find that what he set out to do, to reconcile the human race to the Father, he did successfully. His warfare was a victory. And that promise is then with us. If God is with us, who can be against us? Paul says in Romans 8. God is with us, and what we set out to do for the sake of the Lord, even if in carrying it out, it looks as much like a failure as the cross looked like a failure in Jesus' own life, the Lord will nevertheless prosper the work of our hands. We will be successful if our lives are all about faithfulness to him and his service. That's something we should lay hold on in this season, and to lay hold on the hope that what we undertake for the Lord, whether it's a mission of sharing the gospel with family members, whether it's simply growth in a life of virtue and holiness, whether it's pursuing some sort of service to the people of God that we're convicted we're supposed to offer, let's do so in the confidence that if the Lord is with us, he will prosper the works of our hands and cause us to be diligent and successful in serving our Lord and King.
This podcast was produced by the Servants of the Word, Brotherhood of Celibate Men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, visit us on servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes.